Good morning.
早上好。
As we were worshiping this morning, I'm reminded of a recent study concerning the human brain.
当我们早上在唱诗的时候，我就想到最近有一个研究有关于我们这个人的头脑。
Specifically concerning how the human brain is able to remember and how music affects our memory.
一方面呢，就是我们这个头脑能够记忆很多东西，也研究这个音乐怎么样影响我们的这个头脑。
Study shows that one of the last things person with dementia forgets is music.
所以在一个健忘症的人的身上呢，他最后忘记的东西就是音乐的东西。
Somehow, people who with dementia or moving into dementia slowly forgets things. The very last.Thing that they will forget is in the area of music.
所以一个开始健忘的人，他最后忘记的是那个音乐的东西。
What does this mean?
这个告诉我们什么？
Well, what this means is, do you want to remember something?
所以可以告诉我们，你如果要记住一些东西。
The way is to put it into a song and sing it out.
就是把它当作一首诗歌来唱。你就会记得。
Another way is, do you want something to have a lasting effect in your life, making sure that you will remember or continue to remember it?
还有你在一生里面，你希望能够永远被记住还是记住的，你也同样可以用一个诗歌。
Do it through music.
你可以用诗歌把它记下来。
If nothing else, sing.
如果你做不了其他事，就是唱出来。
I believe this is why the Apostle Paul said in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly," and one of the means is through songs.
所以保罗在哥罗西书第三章十六节也是这样说，让主的话、主的道能够满满的在你的心里，也可以用着灵歌、颂词把它。
Now, if you love to sing already, you know, that's an encouragement to continue singing.
所以这些已经很喜欢唱歌的人，那就鼓励大家继续唱。
But if you're the type that doesn't sing as much, this should be one reason why you should.
那么那些对音乐比较没兴趣的，这也是可以鼓励你要多多唱歌。
As we come to, that's not the message, that's just the introduction.
这个不是我们今天早上的信息。
Somehow as we're singing, that just came to my mind.
这是当我们在唱诗的时候，我想到的一些事情。
Would you join me as we ask the Holy Spirit to be our teacher, to be our guide this morning?
我们一起来祷告，求圣灵做我们的老师。
Lord, let the words of my mouth, let the meditation of our hearts may be pleasing, May it glorify you, O Lord. Speak now, for we, your people, are listening. These we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
When I was second year in college, my father bought a brand new car.
我在大学二年级的时候呢，我爸爸买了一部新车。
I remember asking him if I could drive it to church on a Friday night fellowship.
我就有一次呢，在周五的晚上要去教会的时候，得到他的允许，就把这个新车开到教会了。
To my surprise, he said, "Okay."
所以当我求问他的时候，他说可以。
So I drove it to church, and as I was getting into the church parking lot, you know, I have to make a narrow turn into the parking lot.
但是当我到教会的时候，要泊车的时候，要在一个非常窄的路上这样转过去。
As I turned, I suddenly heard a loud screeching sound.
当我转的时候呢，就听到一个非常响亮的尖的声音。
You guessed it.
当然你已经猜到了。
I grazed the left driver's side of my father's brand new car.Against a post.
所以呢，我就把我爸爸的全新的这部车已经划了一横
，leaving a long streak on the side.
所以在这个车身的旁边呢，留下一个一条非常长的痕迹。
My reaction.
我的反应呢
？I said I am dead.
我想我死了。
If not, my father will kill me to make sure I'm dead.
或者我的爸一定会杀掉我。
And I even seriously considered running away from home.
那个时候我真的想逃离我的家。
But I don't have any money, so I said, no, I have to go home.
但是我没有钱，所以还是要回家。
I went home and I told my father what happened.
我回家的时候就告诉爸爸什么事情发生。
I was expecting to get yelled at and even get hit.
我在预料的，爸一定大声的吼，或者说把我打了一巴。
Instead, my father asked if I was okay.
但是我的父亲反而他是问，那你没事吧？
And told me to be careful next time.
下一次就要小心一点。
That's it.
就这样。
Do you know what that is?
你知道这是什么吗？
That's grace.
这个就是所谓恩典。
Someone defined grace as getting what you do not deserve.
很多时候我们对这个恩典的定义就是你得到你不该得的、不配得的。
That day I deserve to be yelled at, I deserve to be even hit, though I don't like that, or to be grounded or to be punished in some way.
那一个晚上，我预料我应该被骂或者被打，或者说以后不能再开爸爸的车。
But that day, my father cared more about me than the car, and he extended something I did not deserve.
那天呢，爸爸就给我一样我不配得的，他是关心我过于那一部车。
That amazing experience of grace to me serves as a reminder to be careful.
我在这个恩典上所得到的这个奇异的这个待遇。让我应该要更加的小心。
But much more to be grateful.
但另外一方面也更要有感恩的心。
How do you respond when you experience grace?
当你经历恩典的时候，你如何回应呢？
Your answer to that question can have an eternal significance.
你对这个问题的回答可以有一个永恒的意义。
This morning we're going to look at two of our Lord's disciples.
今天早上我们要看我们主耶稣的两个门徒。
Both of them experienced amazing grace.
我们可以说他们两个人都同样经历上帝奇异的恩典。
But each had opposite reactions.
但是两个人的回应刚好是相反的。
As we look at John 13, would you ask yourself which one reflects you more?
今天早上当我们看约翰福音13章的时候，我们可以回想一下，你更像其中哪一位呢？
Our passage this morning in John 13, 21, 30, follows the wonderful story of Jesus washing the feet of his disciples.
今天早上我们所读的这段经文就是跟着耶稣当时为门徒洗脚。
Please don't forget that context. It was just right after the disciples' feet were washed by their master.
这个事情的发生就正在耶稣为他们洗脚之后，接下来这样发生。
Can you imagine having your feet washed by Jesus?
你可以想象耶稣为你洗脚吗？
I don't think my life would ever be the same if that happened to me right there, that incident.
我相信如果是我被耶稣洗脚，我的生命就永远会不一样了。
A few minutes after that, then the passage we're going to study happened.
所以他为门徒洗脚之后的几分钟，耶稣这边就有这样的一个对话。
Verse 21 begins, after he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me.
21节，耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要出卖我。
We're told that our Lord was increasingly troubled by events that he knew was to happen.
我们的主为了要发生的一些事情，他都知道，这些事情也叫他忧愁。
No doubt Jesus was troubled by the fact that he will soon go to the cross for our sins.
但耶稣在不久就要上十字架，为了我们的罪。来钉十字架，他也为这事忧愁。
But here in chapter 13, verse 21, he was troubled more with something that will happen more immediate. That is the thought of being betrayed.
但是耶稣在这个最近的时候，他忧愁是因为他有人要出卖他。
Somehow our Lord's heart was broken by the thought of how it will be someone who is one of the closest to him.
我们的主他的心一定想到这个最自己最接近的一个人当中要出卖他，使他的心破碎。
At the end, someone close to him will be willing to sell him off for the price of a slave.
他 跟他这么接近的一个人竟然会用一个仆人的这个代价把他出卖了。
That announcement by our Lord in verse 21, would have, that the fact that he will be betrayed must have struck the disciples like a thunderbolt.
当耶稣这样表达这件事情要发生的时候，这些其他的门徒可能也会有同感。
Verse 22 tells us that his disciples stared at one another. They are at a loss to know who among them was he referring to.
这些门徒也彼此对看，到底是谁要出卖耶稣呢？
It is incredible for the disciples to think that it's one of them.
对这些门徒来说，也是不能够想象的，是他们当中一位要出卖他们的主。
How can this be?
这怎么可能呢？
How can anyone who have listened to the gracious teachings of Jesus, shared intimacy among the group of disciples, now betraying their master?
怎么能够这些最接近他、听他教训的人、跟他关系这么好的人，竟然有一个要出卖他呢？
Who could it be?
是谁呢？
Verse 23-24 continues.
23-24节告诉我们。
One of them, the disciples whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him.
他们当中其中一个，也就是靠近耶稣胸怀的那一个。
Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, "Ask him which one he means."
所以彼得就叫这个门徒，靠近耶稣的门徒来问耶稣，到底是谁要出卖他。
Now, to understand this exchange more correctly, we need to have a good picture of the arrangement around this table.
让我们可以更好的来明白这个对话，我们应该知道他们当时吃饭的这个姿态到底是怎么样。
The traditional understanding of how that event was taking place, Leonardo da Vinci, in his famous Last Supper painting, gave us some ideas.
当然我们常常比较熟悉的 Da Vinci 这幅的耶稣最后晚餐的图画给我们一些的概念。
Of course, they would be seated around the table and kind of nicely distributed around it with Jesus in the middle.
也就是他们坐在一个比较长的桌子，这样很好的这个排列，耶稣坐在中间。
Guess what? Leonardo da Vinci was wrong.
但是 Da Vinci 所画的这幅画是错误的。
This makes a nice picture. You know how when you're getting people together for a picture, you know, you kind of balance it out and nicely laid out. But this is not the way it is how they do their meals during
this time. Da Vinci 这一幅画就像我们照相的时候就排得这么整齐，但是其实他们吃饭的时候那个时候并不是这样。
First of all, they didn't sit on chairs like we do today.
他们当时一方面不是像我们今天是坐下来吃。
In ancient times, special feasts like this was observed in what is called a triclinium.
所以他们当时呢，原则上就围绕着一个地方。
This is where three low-lying tables are arranged in something like a U shape.
那个时候的排列就好像一个 U 型一样。
Guests will not be seated on chairs. Instead, they will recline, that is, lay on one side.
所以这些客人他们不是坐在椅子上，他们是半躺卧在这个好像一个沙发上面。
Each of them will be resting on their left elbow, supported by a cushion.
每个人就半躺卧，就靠着左手。
And making sure their feet are pointed outward, not towards anyone's face or food.
他们的这个脚不是指向任何人的脸孔。
And with the left arm reclining, they would use their right hand to get the food and eat.
所以他们靠着左手，用右手来吃饭。
So you get the picture?
所以我们会知道他们当时的图画。
That's how they are arranged around this kind of setup.
所以他们当时的这个姿态就是如此。
Now Jesus, being the host of the meal, would certainly be in a position either in the middle of the sea or on one of the first corner. We're not sure where, but there's a table where the host is seated. That's the important place.
但耶稣作为一个主人，可能坐在中间，或者是特别为这个重要的人安排的座位上。
To the right of the host will be reserved a place for a close friend.
这个主人的右边右手边是为这个尊贵的仆人来这个客人来留下的。
And to the left of the host will be a place for special guests.
他的左边也是为特别的客人。
I want you to keep that in mind. That's very important. You know, where you're seated in the position you're seated kind of shows status or kind of recognition in events like this.
在他们当时你坐在哪个位置上面，当然也是表示你的这个身份。
Now, it is believed that the person to the right of Jesus must be John the disciple.
有很多人认为这个在耶稣右边的应该是约翰。
Verse 25 tells us that John leaned back against Jesus to ask him a question.
25节说他靠着耶稣就问耶稣这个问题。
For you to do that, that means you're what? You're to his right. I mean, imagining the way you're seated.
所以我们就可以想象在他右边这样呢可以很快的问耶稣这个问题。
So John was to the right of Jesus.
所以约翰呢是在耶稣的右手边。
And continuing in the narrative, verse 26, we're told that Jesus later on passed a bread to the person, to someone, to Judas, means that Judas was seated to the left of Jesus.
另一方面也告诉我们当耶稣在用左手边来给犹大一个吃的东西这个也是一个很宝贵的一个地位。
We're not told that Judas was on the other side of that arrangement, so Jesus had to get up, walk over there, and hand him the bread.
所以这里的描述没有说耶稣站起来走到对方，是那是犹大坐的地方。
Somehow it was so easy for Jesus to hand it to him. Most likely Judas was to the left.
这个叙述让我们看起来应该他就是在耶稣的左边，耶稣可以很快的把这个食物给他。
Now many people wondered where is Peter in all of this setup?
很多人可能在猜疑，那么彼得到底坐在哪里呢？
Especially in a Catholic country like ours, wanting Peter to have a role of preeminence, many are wondering where could Peter be?
特别在一个天主教的国家。很尊重彼得的，彼得到底坐在哪里呢？
It appears that Peter was not in that head table, that table with the host.
我们可以说彼得当时并没有坐在这个前席跟这个主人在一起。
In fact, scholars suggest that Peter could be on the end, the far end of that triclinium.
所以这个学者很多人认为可能彼得是坐在最远的那个座位上。
Because that's the place where naturally later on, we're told Peter signaled to John to go ahead and ask Jesus a question. That would have been a natural place where he could see John eye to eye.
那个地方呢，也可以是他可以很直接的，就给这个约翰做了一个提示，要问耶稣这个问题。
If that is correct, that Peter was on the other side of the U, of that U shape, that means Peter did not enjoy a special seating among the disciples, at least at that time.
如果是对的话，那个时候彼得不是坐在最重要的位置上。
So if you're wondering where Peter is, that's probably where he was.
彼得当时就在这样一个比较普通的一个位置上。
But coming back to the passage in verses 25, 26, Jesus finally identified who that betrayer is.
在25, 26节，耶稣最后呢就把这个要出卖他的人呢提示出来了。
Let's look at that verse again, verses again.
我们再看这两节的经文。
Leaning back against Jesus, we believe this is John, asked him, Lord, who is it? And Jesus answered, it is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I've dipped it in the dish. Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon.
那门徒便就是靠着耶稣的胸膛问他说主啊是谁呢耶稣回答说我蘸一点饼给谁就是谁耶稣就蘸了一点饼递给了加略人西门的儿子犹大
I hope you don't miss the scene that is being set up in front of us right in this passage
现在摆在我们面前的这幅图画我希望我们能够看得清楚
We need to recognize that JesusWas honoring Judas to the very end.
我们可以说，从这个描述的当中，一直到最后的这个时候，耶稣还是 给犹大这个尊重的地位。
The seat at the Lord's left was a place of honor.
坐在主人的左边，这是一个尊贵的位置。
And if our understanding of the seating arrangement is correct, Judas was there. At least he was very near Jesus.
我们如果对这个背景的理解是对的话，那么犹大呢，就是最坐在最靠近主，也是最尊贵的位置上。
You know, before we jump into this passage some more, I don't know if you remember when the disciples were on their way to the upper room, there was a debate that was going on among them. Do you remember?
我想我们都记得，当他们还没有来守这个最后晚餐的时候，他们在路上都在争论谁是最大的。
Luke 22:24 tells us that they were debating who among them is the greatest.
在路加二十二章那边，他们在辩论谁是最大的。
In effect, they're saying, who will sit at Jesus' left side and right side?
原则上可能他们在讨论的就是谁坐在主的右边，谁坐在主的左边。
Guess what? That question was answered that evening.
那个晚上，这个问题就得到答案了。
Jesus must have said to Judas, Judas, I want you to sit next to me tonight.
那个晚上，耶稣应该是告诉犹大说，我要你坐在我的左边。
I would like you to be near me. I would like to talk to you.
我希望你靠近我，我要跟你说话。
Now we're not told if the Lord had a conversation with Judas or not.
当然这个对话，圣经没有这样的记载。
But it was very clear, I hope you see,that our Lord has been gracious to Judas.
但是我们看到让他坐在左边，我们的主对他是非常的恩待。
Actually, the Lord extended 3 acts of grace to Judas that night.
我们可以说当天晚上，我们的主在三方面向他施恩。
First of all, our Lord extended to Judas a special privilege.
第一呢，我们的主给犹大一个特别的一个权利。
The fact that our Lord Jesus allowed Judas to be there that night, and don't forget this, his feet was also washed by Jesus just a few verses earlier.
那天晚上，主不单洗了他的脚，主也让他坐在最尊贵的位置上。
Now I used to think that surely Judas was not there. How could Jesus have washed?The feet of the one who's going to betray him.
如果是我个人想象呢，犹大不应该在那边，主应该也不会洗他的脚。
But Judas was there.
但是犹大就在那里。
Jesus expressed his love to Judas by washing his feet.
耶稣用这个洗脚来表示他对犹大的爱。
But despite this, Judas chose to reject the love of Jesus and betrayed him nonetheless.
虽然如此，犹大还是选择要背叛耶稣，出卖他。
I was thinking maybe the Lord is saying, I'm going to do this act of love to him, and maybe, just maybe, that make Judas think twice before doing what he intended to do.
我们的主会不会再这样想呢？我就在这最后，给他一个机会，我这样对待他。可能他会反悔，不会出卖我。
So Jesus gave Judas a special privilege.
所以我们可以说，耶稣给犹大一个特别的权利。
Then as we can see here, Jesus gave Judas a special position.
所以这边主给犹大一个特别的地位。
Judas sat to the left of Jesus, a place of great honor.
所以他坐在主的左边，是一个有尊贵的地位。
It is reserved for the most intimate of friends.
通常这个位置是为最亲爱的人保留的。
Think about this. You know, the way you're seated, that person is, in a sense, watching your back.
如果我们这样坐的时候，其实是有一个人在背后看着你。
You know, you would not ask someone you could not trust there. They could, you know, literally or figuratively stab you at the back, right? There is that expression.
让一个你不信任的人就这样坐在你的后面，可能会伤害你。
That means you're totally...comfortable and confident about that person. He will watch your back.
换句话说，你对这个坐在你后面的人，一定是非常的信任。
Judas had that special position.
犹大呢，就有这个特别的权利。
And finally, Judas was given by Jesus a special portion.
最后呢，我们也看到耶稣也特别给他 这个吃的一个特别的一部分。
For the host of the meal to offer a guest a special portion from the dish is a sign of special friendship.
所以这个主人为亲自给坐在他旁边的人一部分的食物，表示他对他的关系是很好的。
Now we Chinese and Asian, we know how that works, right? Whenever we eat.
我们亚洲人或者中国人，我们吃饭的时候，我们知道情况是如此。
In a table and the food comes, who gets to eat first?
所以这个菜摆上来的时候，是谁最先吃呢？
You know, when I have in my family, my kids are there, they quickly want to roll the I forgot what you call lazy Susan to get there so they could get to the food. I say, ah, stop.
我们家人吃饭的时候。很多时候孩子立刻就要吃，但是我说停停下。
You don't do that. Uncle Ama gets to eat first. We roll it to where they are, right?
我们每一次都是给祖父祖母他们先吃。
Or if you have a guest or an honored person there, they get to get the first.
或者是有客人的话，是客人先吃。
I want you to think of that. That's exactly, in a sense, that's what Jesus did. He offered Judas a special portion, a special delivery from the host to an honored guest.
我们可以说，耶稣对待犹大也是如此，给他一个特别的这个食物。
Jesus handed that piece of bread to Judas as a mark of special affection.
所以耶稣这样给这个犹大吃的东西，也是表达他跟他的关系。
I don't know about you. I mean, for us Asian, well, me, 哎呦哎呦，不不不，不行不行 ，no. You would probably do that, right? You know, I don't know if it is in parties. You know, everyone just struggle with that lazy Susan, just making sure it's somebody else. I mean, 客气客气 that's what we will do.
当然呢，我们中国人吃饭啊，总是推来推去的啊，大家彼此客气退让。
I don't know if there was a part of that conversation there, but the fact that if you went in and if that bread was extended and you receive it, that means what? You are acknowledging, you are receiving that honor given to you.
但是如果你接受的那个食物呢，就是表示你已经接受了那个尊荣。
So I hope you can see, as I paint this picture, every possible opportunity, three I've given to you tonight, was given to Judas.As a way to let him know that Jesus had been gracious to him.
所以我们所说过的这三样的动作，可以表达耶稣已经给他完全的这个恩典。
And maybe, just maybe, there was a hint of saying, Judas, there's still a chance not to continue in your wicked plan.
是不是要提示这个犹大，你还有一个机会，你可以回转，不要去做你想做的恶事。
Had there remained in him, that is Judas, a shred of integrity, Judas would have said, Jesus, you love me so much, I want to love you back.
如果这个犹大还有一点点的心的话，他应该要回应耶稣说，谢谢你这么爱我，我就不要出卖你了。
I could not turn into in my treacherous scheme against you.
我不能够这样来出卖你。
And as I've said earlier, for Judas to receive, and he did. He took the bread, in effect, was a way of saying, I receive, I acknowledge your act of grace.
所以犹大他接受耶稣所给他的这个食物，也表示说他接受了耶稣给他的恩典。
And by the way, in their culture at the time, it was also a pledge of loyalty.
当然这样呢，也表示忠诚。
To have said, yes, I got this piece of bread from you,In a way, you're saying, I acknowledge you as my master, and I will serve you.
你这样接受这个食物，也是表示说，我承认你就是我的主人。
But in reality, he lied.
但是我们可以说，在事实上，其实他是撒谎了。
He just played a role.
他只不过就是这样的一个动作而已。
It was just for show.
或者说就是一个外在的一个表现而已。
Because as we know later on, Judas rejected that grace, for he betrayed Jesus.
当然，最后我们知道犹大还是出卖了耶稣，表示他已经拒绝了这个恩典。
Maybe that's why verse 27 told us that as soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him.
难怪在27节的时候，他拿了这个吃的东西。 撒旦就入了他的心。
Now that's a very strong, these are strong words.
这边的一个表达是非常强调性的。
Many people debate whether does it mean Satan possessed, a Judas.
所以这边研究的人就说是撒旦已经控制了他吗？
It is possible.
还是附在他身上。
But just want to remind you that this is not the first time we see the devil and Judas as he was in the process of deciding whether to betray Jesus or not.
当然这不是唯一的经文让我们看到这个犹大跟这个撒旦他们之间的这样一个来回的一个交易。
Earlier in the Gospel of John, we're told that the devil prompted Judas to betray Jesus.
在约翰福音的前面的一部分有说到这个撒旦已经这个鼓动的这个
犹大要出卖耶稣 sort of kind of put the idea on his head and kind of make him lean towards that direction.
所以那个犹大的这个思想已经偏向那个方向。
And right here in verse 27, we're told that Satan entered into Judas.
但是这边是说有这个撒旦就进入他的心。
If you're following that.What I want you to see is that there is a progression of influence or control.
这边我们可以看到的，撒旦对他的影响是一步一步的晋升。
Somehow it started with just an idea.
开始的时候可能只是一个概念。
Finally, Judas agreed with it and commit himself. In a sense, there was a control, turn over control of his mind, of his heart over to the enemy.
但是到最后，犹大就完完全全地把自己交托了这个敌人的控制。
It must have been with great heaviness of heart that then Jesus said this word to Judas.
所以耶稣当时在给他这个回应，应该是非常沉重的对他说
What you are about to do, do it quickly.
你要做的事，赶快去做吧。
Again, those are, what does Jesus mean by that?
耶稣这样说是什么意思呢？
Those words are not intended to prod Judas to go ahead and betray Jesus. Like, go ahead, Judas, betray me, I don't think that's what it means.
我想耶稣的意思不是说，犹大，你赶快出卖我。
It should be taken as many scholars think of it, as a sentence, as pronouncing,guilt on a man who's already condemned with his actions.
这边呢就好像是一个人他已经要这样做，所以这个罪已经定了。
As if Jesus were saying, Judas, I did all I can to make you change your mind.
耶稣好像是说，我已经尽了我的这个各种方法，让你可以改变你的主意。
But you rejected it, so go ahead, do as you plan.
但是你拒绝了，你就。就任凭你去做吧。
Judas opened his heart to Satan, and the point of no return had happened.
所以犹大的心向撒旦敞开，他就走了那个不能够再反悔的路。
This reminds me of what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1.
就像保罗在罗马书第一章所说的。
Where God is said to have given over those who have willfully turned their backs on him.
也就是上帝就任凭那些违背他的人去做他们要做的事。
It's not that they are forced to do it, but because they've chosen to, and finally God let them go.
不是他们选择要去做，而是他们呢，就是愿意这样去做。
It's a scary, it's one of those verses that should give us nightmares to think that we could possibly get into that point in one's life.
如果我们的生命也是进到这样的一个点，就上帝任凭我们，这个是应该是我们要惧怕的一件事。
That God will not kind of hold out anymore, or no more grace will be extended so as to draw us back to the Lord. The Lord said, "Go ahead, do as you plan."
当主说你就去做吧，不再用他的恩典来拉回我们的时候，这是多么可怕的一个情况。
And as we can see in the last three verses of John, at least in our passage, 28 to 30, none of the disciples understood what was going on.
这个对话当中，其他的门徒都不明白到底是什么事情发生。
Look at verses 28 to 30.
28节到30节。
No one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought that Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the feast,or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night.
同席的人没有一个知道是为什么对他这样说。有人因为犹大是带着钱囊，以为耶稣是对他说：“你去买我们过节所用的东西，或是叫他拿什么钱来周济穷人。”犹大受了那点饼，就立刻出去。那时候正是夜晚了。
Some thought that Jesus was telling Judas to, who is in charge of the money. He's the treasurer. Again, think about it. That's a who do you want to be treasurer of your group? The person most trusted, the person most looked up to. Well, that's what Judas is. Go out and buy things that we need.
犹大所以做他们的财政呢，原则上也是他们最受信任的人。耶稣这边门徒呢就以为耶稣是让他去买东西了。
Others thought that Jesus wanted Judas to give alms to the poor, you know, as the Jews are required to do. So that's what he did.
或者耶稣是让他拿钱去帮助那些穷人。
What is truly amazing in this passage is how no one of the disciples suspected Judas of any sort of wrongdoing or will be committing anything that's wrong.
我们也可以说这些其他的门徒没有一个人能够有这样的一个怀疑说这个犹大是会出卖耶稣的。
It couldn't be Judas.
不可能是犹大。
We trust him.
我们信任他。
Judas, Jesus gave Judas the honored place.
耶稣把这个尊贵的位置给了犹大。
John records the last few words of that passage. It was night when Judas left.
这边约翰又加了一句，也就是犹大出去的时候，正是夜晚的时候。
Many scholars observe that this was more than a reference to literal darkness.
所以这边呢，并不仅仅是说那个时候是时间上的夜晚。
Instead, what is referred to here is for you to turn your back on the light of the world, you are entering into darkness.Of eternity.
这边就表示当你背着光来行走的时候，你是进入最大的黑暗了。
To reject grace is to enter darkness.
你拒绝恩典就是进入黑暗。
You know, the attitude and the mindset of Judas towards grace is sad.
真的很可惜，犹大是这样回应主给他的恩典。
But I want to remind us all that it is also dangerous and deadly.
我们也提醒大家这是非常危险，也可以致命的。
It is reported that when sheep are taken off to be killed, the sheep know instinctively something is not right as they draw closer to the slaughterhouse.
羊群呢，他们要被带到宰杀之地的时候，其实他们也都感觉到，所以他们在这个车上呢，他们不愿意下来。
It's not hard to speculate. Maybe they could smell death.From a distance.
我们不知道为什么，是不是他们有闻到这个死的味道呢？
Or maybe they could hear the bleating of sheep that are being slaughtered from afar, and they don't sound like singing to me.
或者他们听到在远方那些被宰杀的羊的一些哭声，所以让他们就不敢下去。
So as the transport carrying the sheep draws closer, it stops, and the gangplank is open. None of the sheep.Will go down.
所以这些羊被带到宰杀之地的时候，他们都不愿意下车。
They just stay at their place.
他们就不动。
The slaughterhouse operators know that.
但是这个主人呢很聪明的。
And they devise a way of getting around that problem.
他们呢就设计来引诱他们下来。
You see, they have a sheep with them that they kept close to them, who is used to the slaughterhouse.
他们呢又养了一只的羊呢，已经非常习惯在这个宰杀之地跑的。
Who don't mind the smell? Who don't mind the sound?
所以这只羊呢，他们就不为这个被宰杀这个事情而动心。
So when the transport carrying the other sheep arrives, they would and open the plan. They would put that sheep.Among that group that just came in.
所以这个卡车到的时候，就先把这只羊放在羊群的前面。
And guess what? I don't even know what you call that. That planted sheep will happily walk down the plank and kind of, you know, move out.
所以呢，这只羊就会第一次这样走下来。
And then the other sheep, seeing one of their own leading the way, guess what they will do?
所以你可以想象，因为他走下来，其他的羊呢会怎么做呢？
They'll follow that sheep.
啊，他们就跟着他下车了。
There's a word, there's a term that the slaughterhouse workers call that particular sheep.
所以这只羊他们就给它取了一个名称。
They call it the Judas sheep.
它就是犹大羊。
I think it's not hard to imagine how that came about.
啊，我想我们这个不难明白。
Contempt toward grace can be deadly both for yourself as well as for others.
你拒绝这个恩典，对你对其他的人。都是致命的。
Well, as I've said, there's two people that we need to observe that in this passage.
刚才我有提过，我们要看两个人。
The second person I want to talk about, or briefly because of our time up, is a person who was also in a very honored place.
因为时间关系，我们很快的看这第二位，他也是坐在耶稣。一个尊贵的位置的旁边。
We met him for the first time, at least the way he described himself in verse 23, if I'm not mistaken. We're told that the disciple whom Jesus loved.
这个经文当中呢是第一次说到他是耶稣所爱的门徒。
This is most likely John himself.
很多时候我们就认为这是约翰。
It is likely that he was a young person, maybe youngest of all the disciples.
他应该是在这个门徒当中最年轻的。
Maybe not even 20.
可能还不到二十岁。
He looked up to Jesus, followed with Jesus with joy and devotion.
所以他是跟随耶稣，是喜乐的来跟随他。
But I don't know, when I first read this description, the disciple Jesus loved, it sounds arrogant and boastful.
但是呢，我们如果看到这个形容词，就是说他是耶稣所爱的，是不是叫人骄傲呢？
But you have to understand, it's actually the opposite.
但其实刚好相反。
John, using that to describe himself, was using words of humility, of self-description of someone who sees themselves not as loving Jesus, but as having been loved by Jesus.
所以，约翰如果这样来形容自己是被爱的，其实是更强调主对他的爱。
John could not even mention his own name. He's unworthy to be counted among the disciples.
甚至约翰都不提自己的名字，他觉得自己是不配的。
He saw himself simply as a recipient of grace.
他看自己只不过就是一个接受恩典的人。
I'm someone, if you want to know who I am, I'm just someone whom Jesus undeservingly loved.
你如果要知道我是谁，我就是那个不配得，但是得到主恩典的人。
That is how John sees his relationship with Jesus.
这个也是约翰怎么看他自己跟主的关系。
And because of he sees himself humbly that way, he was seated to the right of Jesus.
所以他这样谦卑的看待自己，也坐在主的旁边。
Where he could talk to Jesus.
他可以跟主说话。
Where he could enjoy the presence of Jesus, the nearness of Jesus.
他也可以来享受跟耶稣亲近。
Because he wants more of Jesus in his life.
因为他愿意在一生里面能够多得到基督。
I think for me that's a wonderful description of someone who sees grace as truly amazing.
我想这个是一个最好的描述，就是一个人认为恩典实在是太奇
妙了。And he received it with joy and longed for it.
他真的是喜乐的来接纳，也是更渴望得到更多。
Brothers and sisters, Are we like John?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是像约翰呢？
Is grace still amazing?
对我们来说，恩典还是那么奇异吗？
Or is grace kind of become so common that we have no concern or place any value on it?
或者我们对这个恩典已经司空见惯了呢？
Now don't get me wrong, you used to think of grace as amazing. There was a time grace was amazing.
我相信在你生命当中起初你都会认为恩典是太奇异了。
But somehow you go on familiar with it.
但是呢你越来越熟悉的时候。
And then other things became amazing and not grace, so you slowly drift away.
有其他的东西你变成你更认为是奇异的。
Now I'm not suggesting that in the case of Judas that you can lose your salvation. I'm a Calvinist. I believe once you have a relationship with Christ. But I'm just going to suggest, like in the case of Judas, that I don't think that he truly received grace wholeheartedly. He stood from afar and not willing to receive grace.
这边我们不是讨论犹大得不得救，但是我们是看到犹大是远远的站着，没有好好的接受这个恩典。
But even for those who have received grace, that grace need to continue to grow.
但是我们得到这个恩典，这个恩典需要继续的增长。
Reminds me of what Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18.
彼得在彼得后书三章八节这样说。
Grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要在主的恩典和他的认知上来长进。
You want grace to continue to be amazing?
你要让这个恩典在你生命里面继续的成为奇异吗
？Grow.
你就需要成
长。Grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
你需要更加的来真认识耶稣。
It's not enough to know something about him.
所以不单单是知道关于他的事情。
Your relationship needs to grow and to deepen.
你需要在与他的关系上来成长。
And when that happens, you are amazed time after time when you come before his presence.
如果是这样的话，你每次来到他面前的时候，你都还是会很惊奇的。
And you are humbled that he chose you and he wants to use you to reach out to others.
你想到他还会选择你，还会用你，你就会更加的谦卑。
Brothers and sisters, all of us are recipients of God's grace.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都是得到上帝恩典的人。
But as we can see, there are at least two possible responses.
但是我们也知道，对这个恩典有两个可能不同的回应。
One is we could reject grace with contempt for the giver.
我们可以拒绝这个恩典。来恶待那个给恩典的人。
Like Judas, we may outwardly show piety and faith.
像犹大一样，也许外表上很虔诚。
But inwardly and eventually, we are even willing to betray and disavow our relationship with Christ.
事实上，到最后，我们甚至于会出卖我们的主。
But I hope you see that there's a second possibility.
但是我们也看到另外的一个选择。
We could choose to receive grace with gratitude.
我们可以用感恩的心来接受恩典。
Grace is truly amazing.
恩典确实是奇妙的。
Like John, we are drawn, we want to draw closer in intimacy and devotion to our Lord.
像约翰一样，我们愿意更加来亲近主，忠于我们的主。
I'll leave the question once again for all of us this morning.
所以今天要把这个问题留给大家去思想。
Is grace still amazing?
在你的生命当中，恩典还是非常奇异吗？
Allow me to just close with a song that one of my favorite. It's entitled. It was sung by Phillips Craig and Dean, called "Your Grace Still Amazes Me."
这边我要放样一首的诗歌，也就是它的题目叫做《恩典还是非常奇异的》。
And then we'll close in prayer.
我们这个最后再祷告。
Please watch with us.For those of you who would like to have the Chinese version of this, I believe it is available in YouTube. Unfortunately, I will be using the English.
这首诗歌在 YouTube 里面也有中文版。
Join me in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we have been recipients of your grace. Once again, O God, prod into our heart, pierce into our being to see how undeservingly blessed we are by you.How you took notice of us and how you brought us near to yourself. What amazing grace it has been, for which we are eternally grateful and thankful. But we are continuing to receive your grace each day, and that grace will continue into eternity. And we need to respond with tenderness, with humility, with continuing longing after you, Lord.That grace will continue to amaze us. And because it does, we want more of you. And our desire is to walk with you, to be near you, to live for you. Forgive us, O God, when we became so familiar, so used to grace, that we soon lose amazement and we soon disdain evenAnd contempt the grace that has been extended to us. And as it turned out, all the actions that come out are but show. It's just externalities without inner reality. Guard us, O God, against that. Especially those of us in ministry service. How we are, can be so into the act. Into the, in a sense, just...show, but it doesn't reflect inner truth that we are encountering a God we deeply love, deeply longed for, that even we're willing to give ourselves for. So Lord, keep grace amazing in our hearts. And should it loses it, that you will, your Holy Spirit will work your wonderful work in us. Draw us near to your heart, O God.So that others will know too that grace is truly amazing. To that end, we pray and give thanks. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.